funniest laugh you've ever heard, because that's pretty funny.
You ever laughed till you tooted just a little bit and kept laughing because you knew you wasn't through with it, and kept laughing until the tears started to fall? You keep laughing because you know you're having a ball. Everybody around starts to laugh too. It's contagious. I wasn't even trying to make you laugh, but then I started laughing again because your laugh made me laugh. And that's the way it is with your friends, because your friends know just what to do. And I love it because it makes me feel good to let it out. I let it all out. I'm rolling on the floor. Yeah, that's what it's about. Joking with your friends, hanging with your mom. Dad makes a joke and the joke goes on and on. Knock, knock. Who's there? Abby? Abby who? Happy birthday to you.
LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha, ha, ha. Now spread it around. Nothing in the world can bring me down when I'm LOL with you. Ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. Hee, hee, hee.
Ooh, wee.
Ha, ha, ha. Hee, hee, hee. LOLing with you.
Yeah. You gotta love it. A big laugh? What if you could hug it when you're feeling down or feeling sad? You wish your laugh would come around and make you glad. Yeah, what if a laugh was like the wind? You could feel it when it's blowing on your skin. It might tickle like a giggle. I like a giggle that makes your body wiggle.
Wiggle to the left, then we wiggle to the right. Wiggle till we giggle and we laughing all right.
Laughing all night, laughing all day. Yeah, I really love it when we laughing this way. Like ha ha ha, ho ho ho.
LOLing with you. LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha ha ha. Now spread it around. Nothing in the world can bring me down when I'm LOLing with you. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. Hee hee hee.
Ooh wee.
Ha ha ha. Hee hee hee. LOLing with you. LOL. Laugh out loud. Ha ha ha. Now spread it around. Nothing in the world can bring me down when I'm LOLing with you. Ha ha ha.
That's brand new Divinity Rocks right here on the Children's Hour. It just came out. And Laugh Out Loud is the name of that song. You're listening to the Children's Hour today. We're thinking about good vibes for summer. We've got another brand new one for you. This was just released by Susie Shelton right here on the Children's Hour.
Summer day, my very happy Here we go. Summer came, school was done. There was no more work, it was time for fun. The weather got hot, I wanted to get cool, so I headed down to the swimming pool. I'm talking about the public pool, where they let everyone in, even me. Well, I got to the pool, my friend Mike was waiting. He said, come on, Bill, no hesitating. We're gonna have fun just as sure as you're alive. Jumping off that old high dive. Yeah, the high dive reached up into the clouds. It should have been illegal, never been allowed. It was way too dangerous, way too high. 17 miles up there in the sky. Whee! Yeah, that's high. Now, in all the years that I'd been alive, I had never jumped off that old high dive. Oh, I'd watch my other friends scream and jump. They called me a chicken, they called me a chump. I didn't care. I was still alive, even if I did lay eggs. But it just so happened that summer season, I wanted to jump. Now I had a reason. There was someone at the pool, I must confess it. I dearly wanted to impress. It was Christy, the lifeguard. Christy, the heavens opened, the angels sang. Christy, she was 17, I was 9. Christy, we were the perfect match. Christy sat in the lifeguard chair, combing her long and golden hair. Her skin was tan, her eyes were green. She was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. And I had seen a lot of girls at my elementary school. None of them like Christy. So I thought that this just might be my chance to get that girl to give me a glance. She'd finally know that I was alive when she saw me jump off that old high dive. My body arcing out over the water, muscles rippling over that 57-pound frame. Our two hearts would beat as one. So this time, when Mike said, let's, I said, okay, man, sure you bet. I'm ready to rock, I'm really pumped. Watch me climb, watch me jump. Off I go into the wild blue yonder, yeah. So Mike and I headed off to the ladder. We got halfway there, there was something the matter. A million other kids there, my oh my, waiting to take the turn to jump and die. I rolled my eyes, I said, oh great. There was nothing to do but stand there and wait. Mike said, save my place, I'll be right back. He returned in a minute with a beautiful snack. You know I'm talking about frozen Milky Way candy bars, a big box of Juju beads, and a 256-ounce jug of grape soda for each of us. I love those natural flavors. I drank the whole thing. Well, it took us 45 minutes or so just to get to the ladder. Don't you know, I've been waiting so long, it was easy to see. After all that grape soda, I had to go to the bathroom. If you know what I mean, and I'm sure you do. So Mike said, climb. I said, Emma, it seems that I have this little dilemma. I said, I'm sorry, Mike, I gotta go. He said, can't you hold it for a minute or so? You get out of line now, you won't be able to jump off this thing till sometime after Thanksgiving, and they'll have drained the pool. Well, I was still about to get out of line when I happened to look over one more time. There she was, sitting in the chair, her dark bronze skin, her long blonde hair. It was Christy, the lifeguard. Christy, she was twirling and untwirling the whistle on her finger. Christy, she looked so beautiful being bored. Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, with a heart over the eye. So I saw the wisdom of his explanation and decided to continue to my destination. I put my hands on the rail, said I will not stop till I reach the very top. Only problem was there were 1,000 kids ahead of me, each one of them waiting to commit Harry Carey. Yeah. Well, every step now took me higher, while my situation grew more dire. I yelled up ahead, hey, don't be slow, jump right now, 'cause I gotta go. I was almost to the very top, when one more time, that line just stopped. Some kid up there was afraid he'd drown, and I made the mistake of looking down. Ooh-wee! Those people look like ants down there. I looked out across the horizon. I could see the curve of the earth. Up above me, there were turkey buzzards circling, wondering what they were gonna have for lunch. And so I came to the final rung. What was I thinking? What had I done? Way up there, the air was thin, the diving board swaying in the wind. My stomach wheezed and moaned and churned. Too late now, it was my turn. I walked to the edge of the diving board. I looked down and said, oh Lord, this is crazy. This is insane. They shouldn't let children do this. They could hurt themselves. Whose idea was this? And then I remembered it was mine. I said, that is the last time I play with you. Mike said, hey, Bill, come on. Jump off now. Don't take so long. Well, I wanted to jump. That's no lie. It's just that I did not really want to die. My teeth were chattering. My legs were shaking. I was scared, man. There was no faking. What was worse, by this time, you know, I really, 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 really had to go. Suddenly, I heard a piercing sound rising up in the air from down on the ground. A whistle blew. A voice called out, jump off right now! I heard someone shout. It was Christy calling just to me. Although her voice didn't really sound that romantic. No. So I knew what I had to do. I said, goodbye, sweet world. Nice knowing you. I held my breath. I closed my eyes. I jumped off into the sky. And I was flying above it all. Soaring in the air like a bird. Like a hawk. No, like an eagle. Like a seagull. A seagull? Wait a minute. I wasn't a seagull. I wasn't an eagle. I wasn't a hawk. I wasn't a bird. I couldn't fly. I was a human. I was falling. I looked down at the swimming pool. Now it didn't seem so fresh and cool. It was coming up to meet me faster and faster. I was clearly headed for disaster. My body started twisting this way and that. Till finally I was spread out flat. My legs were kicking, my arms were flapping. Everybody looking up to see what happened. You know, I saw Christy, she was watching me too. As I fell there from out of the blue. Well, I must confess I was a little surprised when I saw her cover up both her eyes. I headed down, down, down from that tower at 687 miles an hour. The water brought me to a sudden stop when I did the world's biggest belly flop. The sound was deafening. Eardrums were broken. Bridges and buildings rumbled and shook hundreds of miles away. People stopped in their tracks and wondered what kind of experiment the government was conducting. I must have passed out, 'cause things went black. The next thing I knew, I was on my back, floating in the water in the bright sunlight. A voice called out, are you all right? It was Christy calling just to me. She come to save me because she loved me. She said, stay like that. I'll give you a ride. She started to tow me over to the side. Christy, 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 I said. Her name was a song. I relaxed in her arms and something went wrong. I forgot about everything I was holding inside. And I'm not talking about love. I'm talking about those 256 ounces of grape soda. Only it wasn't purple anymore, if you know what I mean. I was almost at the ladder at the side when somebody yelled, somebody cried. I was feeling great, fine and mellow, but it seems behind me I left this trail of yellow. You know, a kid can only hold it for so long. When Krista saw it, she began to scream, "That's the grossest thing I've ever seen." The next thing I knew, when I looked around, she climbed out of the pool and left me there to drown. I said, "Christy, don't you love me?" She said, "What are you talking about? You're just totally a little punk." I said, "Well, I know, but you didn't answer my question." Well, I climbed out of the water and I could see everyone there was looking at me. Everyone at the pool, so it seems, except, of course, for the girl of my dreams. For some reason, Christy was standing under the outside shower, rinsing herself off using an industrial strength detergent. I don't know why. Well, that's what happened. There's no more to say. Though they had to close the pool that day. But I never went back there, for my time was spent, 'cause people still talking about the accident. I don't know where Christy is today. I never saw her again, but that's okay. I'm just glad to be here, breathing alive. But don't ever, 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 ever ask me to jump off that old high dive. That's the truth.
Summer fun, summer fun, fun, summer fun, summer fun.
Oh, summer fun, it's the funnest fun, yeah. Eating a hot dog on the sand.
Eating a hot dog on the
wearing
sand.
Wearing a swimsuit and jumping in the water. Splash. Oh.
That was Perry Grip right here on the Children's Hour. And before that, the title track from Bill Harley's High Dive release. We're celebrating the good vibes of summer today on the show. Stick with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.